is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 14th of April, 2017. This day in 1935 was known as Black Sunday on the Great Plains. It was one of the largest dust storms in American history, part of the Dust Bowl, which was, as we now look back at it, completely man-made. Wheat prices were high after the First World War, so farmers plowed away all the native grasses they planted from fence row to fence row, more and more wheat. And then when the price of wheat fell during the Depression years, they abandoned these empty fields, which, with no native grasses to hold the soil down, the wind came and blew it away. Hundreds of millions of tons of topsoil displaced in 1935 alone. It was on this date in 1865 Abraham Lincoln was assassinated at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. He and his wife Mary Todd Lincoln almost did not go to the play. It was a comedy called Our American Cousin. His wife had a headache. The president felt tired. But they decided to go. He took care of some last bits of business, including signing a bill that established the Secret Service. And they went off to the theater in a pleasant mood. He enjoyed the play. John Wilkes Booth entered the box at about 10 o'clock in the evening with a single-shot Derringer and shot the president in the back of the head. It's the birthday of the journalist Tina Rosenberg, born Brooklyn, 1960, a proponent of what she's called solutions journalism, journalism that doesn't just report bad news but works to change the world, showing how the problems can be overcome. She writes a New York Times column called Fixes, in which she explores solutions to social crises like health care and poverty. She said, "We know that a steady diet of news about violence and corruption and incompetence does create in people depression, apathy, learned helplessness, stress, all kinds of things, and it's really bad for the news business. We are selling a product that people find painful to consume. I think anyone could tell you that that's not a good business model." And it's the birthday of the graphic novelist Daniel Clowes, born in Chicago, 1961, whose comics draw sympathetic portraits of eccentric and lonely and disenfranchised people. Books like Lloyd Llewellyn, Ghost World, and David Boring. Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, On a Distant Shore. The night before sailing from the world I had known that now seems the ancient world to me, it was a hot summer night in the humming city, the small hours, the tiny two-room apartment of a friend, the windows wide open above the avenue, and behind me three young women crammed in asleep, as I stood at the window, and then I turned to the room, and in the light from the street, beheld one beautiful bare breast of a friend's friend, gently rising and falling, as though I were not there already, not there. On a Distant Shore, a poem by W.S. Merwin from The Moon Before Morning, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.